Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be. It's 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo, they on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze, right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Today we're joined by a man who had a successful career as a baseball pitcher and then rewrote sports journalism. He changed the path and history of sports journalism. Jim Bowden, great to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Ball 4 was written before free agency. When players got paid very, very poorly, there was a reserve clause that tied the players to their teams for life. They had no ability to bargain for their talent in a free market. The average salary of a Major League Baseball player back in the 60s was somewhere about $15,000, maybe $20,000.
One out and nobody on, the ball game in the second inning. Nothing, nothing. Grote the hitter. Jim Bouton getting ready. Bouton, a 21-game winner last year, 18-13 this year. Leans forward. Here's the pitch on the way. High fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Dick Grote waiting. And here's Bouton's pitch. Strike call, the curveball. Dick Grote is caught out on strikes.
Ball 4 documented owner abuse and the general manager's abuse of the players, how they took advantage of them, treated them unfairly. With Ball 4 as part of the evidence, the owners were forced to accept free agency. The arbitrator ruled, and free agency in baseball then led to free agency in all of the other sports.
Jim Bouton passed away last night, and we were on the air and didn't have the time to put together a production piece for him. So he gets it now. Jim Bouton, a starter who did more with a pen than most baseball managers you can think of. He wrote of the unwritten rule that what goes on here stays here, and here was anywhere you were being less than a role model. Whether it was with Black Label at a bar or Green Labeled in front of your locker. He wrote a Mickey Mantle who liked it straight up, putting Bouton on the rocks. Dick Young called him a social leper for being so unsocial, and baseball sent him to the showers, including the Yankees, who exiled him until a letter from his son was to help the parole board in the Bronx issue a pardon. And getting so many years later after the facts, getting a standing ovation at the stadium, as the old-timer he was in 1998, wearing his familiar number 56. Bouton took private and made it public, making none of your business the business we have all chosen today. Bouton in public was pretty good. A 20-game winner, everybody knows from this now. An 18-game winner as well, with two World Series titles. But the title that made him famous came from a stranger at the Lions Club Tavern in Greenwich Village when this woman, bending her elbow with one for the road, came up with ball 4. And why not? since Boughton knew from ball four in his career, throwing 445 of them, so the title fit. What do you think? Truth be told, Boughton told the truth. And if you cannot handle the truth, he told Bowie Kuhn, well then, shame on you. If baseball couldn't handle the truth, the literary world could, including the New York Public Library calling Ball Four one of the most important books of the century. And pick your century, the book was and still is and will always be the original, the pioneer showing us what the rich and the famous and the hero, the role model to be as human and as flawed as the rest of us. If you've never read Ball Four, and I bet just about everybody has, but if you haven't, you should. Also passing today, I mean, the grief. I mean, to talk about with Boughton from last night and Walt Michaels today, you know all about with the former Jets defensive coordinator with the Super Bowl and, of course, their head coach. He passed away today at the age of 89. And, of course, everybody knows from that AFC title game and that strike-shortened season, what was it, 1982, 83, as the head coach during his career as a head coach, certainly not a lot of success, but that AFC title game with Miami, an absolute disaster, the A.J. Dewey game, Richard Todd, five picks in that game, and of course A.J. Dewey getting three of those picks and returning one for a touchdown. This was the sixth consecutive road game. That's number one. The field, because of rain and wind late in the week before the game, the field was in terrible shape, and Freeman McNeil needed at least a level playing field. He couldn't cut back. He had trouble with his footing throughout the entire game. The Jets with absolutely no offense at all. And Michaels, of course, after the game, and the Jets losing 14-0, as everyone knows, the bottom line is after the game, there were a number of things that bothered a great deal Walt Michaels, and with good reason. But he was quoted after the game as saying, you know, if you're listening to Walt Michaels, you're never going to get any excuses. But he was really peed off. There's no question about it. The field was in bad shape, and Miami didn't even own a tarp. Not even to help the weather situation the Dolphins had worked out in the bad weather. The Thursday before the game, they were working out when it was raining and the field was soggy and the field was wet and there was a lot of wind. And Freeman McNeil, who made his career as a great running back, first of all at UCLA, I ran into him a number of times. Marcus Allen was over at USC. Forget about him. Forget about USC. You know what I think about Trojans. You don't root for them. You wear them. The bottom line is I was always, when I was in Hollywood, for the time I was there, always getting in touch with Freeman McNeil and letting everybody else go and talk to USC's Marcus Allen. Freeman McNeil, a great individual. Still a great individual, thank God, and a great, great running back. But he could not run in the bad footing, the bad field. Also, the officiating was bad in this game. Never mind about Richard Todd. There was no offense for the Jets in this game. He had five picks, I believe. I think it was a total of five interceptions. And Dewey, of course, with the three of them and one for the touchdown, as we mentioned. And the Jets had less than 200 yards of total offense. Wesley Walker had one catch in this game for no gain. And again, there was a big, big play, and it could have turned things around for the Jets. A Miami fumble recovered by Gastineau, and then the play was ruled dead, and that's when you needed some instant replay. It looked like a very clean fumble as the running back from Miami was going forward. Gastineau recovers. He's all excited. He's got the arms in the air. He's dancing around the football. Jets ball. they can now, with this new momentum, with this kind of turnover, possibly get back into the football game, and then they ruled the play dead. And if anyone remembers, and I'm sure a lot of people do, it was a bad call. The play should have been ruled as it was, a clean fumble, a recovery from Gastineau, but that wasn't to be. So Michael's very unhappy after the game, and Jets fans unhappy after the game, 14-0. The Dolphins win it and go to the AFC title game. Amazing that the Miami Dolphins, and maybe to this day, don't own a tarp. They didn't own a tarp back in 83 when this AFC title game was going on, and they still may not own a tarp, hoping for some bad weather or any break they can get from Mother Nature if they can't get any breaks from their own football team even to this day. But the bottom line is it was, again, just a complete disaster all the way around for the New York Jets. Walt Michaels was the defensive coordinator when they won with the Super Bowl III and was their head coach, of course, for 7, 8, 9 years. Bottom line is he didn't have a lot of success. This was his chance to get back to the Super Bowl in that AFC title game, but everything went wrong that particular day for the New York Jets.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.